guys, welcome to The Dame Truth. You are listening to your girl, Edith Yolanda the Dame herself. And I have my Wednesday gentleman. What's up, Michael Doc?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
I think everybody's doing great after our last segment because it seems like, Mike, everybody tuned in.
Well, thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you, everybody.
We need y'all to tell your friends, tell everybody that you know.
Yes.
We got something good going on.
Hey, listen, we have some great topics, and today is not going to be a lame day. We got even more hot topics, and we're going to get into it real quick. This is the news in the streets. So, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
From what I hear, Chris Breezy has a lawsuit. He is now suing the woman for defamation of character. The woman who stated that she was raped by him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm all for it because right now I don't think that people are realizing what this is doing to black men that are in the industry. I'm taking this from The Shade Room. It says earlier this week, the news broke that a woman was accusing Chris Brown of raping her in Paris in a hotel. Following the accusations, Chris was then arrested overseas on rape charges. Authorities must not have found enough evidence, so they released him. So,
why did they take him in the first place?
And I don't know how they do things overseas, honestly.
So she makes an allegation.
Yes.
Says, he raped me.
Yes.
And they just said, okay, we're going to get him. And they detain him overseas. So that makes me nervous already. And I'm pretty sure that it made Chris very uncomfortable seeing that he just got a new deal with RCA, got a deal to get his masters, which is ending a whole lot of black people's lives. I mean, Prince, Michael.
Wow.
Just saying. So, wow. Chris, watch your back, man. Watch your back. They're coming for you, bruh.
Well, you know, the 24-year-old woman is claiming that she was raped by Chris Brown just a few days ago in his Paris hotel room. And this is what is kind of leading me to actually question this whole R. Kelly thing. I know I said I wasn't going to bring up R. Kelly. I've been recently getting a lot of DMs and, you know, links to YouTube pages of people saying that these women are actually lying. Now, to me, I'm questioning our black men that are always being accused of rape and sexual assault. And it seems like we are the benefactors of going to jail and getting things taken away from us versus the white man that has been doing this for centuries, years, and hundreds of years, and nothing is happening with them. So, what do you think about that? Do you think it's a conspiracy theory? I'm just asking.
I might have to plead the fifth on this one. Seeing how people try to take people's careers because of how they think.
Okay, well, listen, I don't want you, and you're a black man.
I don't want to be like Erykah Badu or anybody else.
Well, you see that, right? Erykah Badu and the Brat.
You know, who stands up and says anything outside of what the women have said. If he did it, he was wrong for it. True indeed, but there is an issue going on as far as black men and you know, being targeted for this stuff. And, you know, that's really all I have to say. For me, I'm making sure y'all all sign a contract.
Wait a minute now. What is this? What kind of contract?
Before there is sex.
Mike, you're not letting no woman sign no damn contract.
Whatever.
Mike, be
there
real.
There is a contract.
Mike.
And if I can get an app for it. That's what
yo,
we're gonna
that's
do.
A good business idea, though.
That's what's going to happen because that's what's.
My whole thing is this. Okay, well, to be honest, a woman can, like, if there were an app for men or women, and the app is basically like a video type of app where you get to have this contract, and the woman says on like video, I consent to everything that this contract says. I mean, that's a good business. That's a good app.
I'm going to work on that.
And the thing about it is that, or if it was like a signature that she had to do through the app, like a man can't copy a signature if it's just like somebody, like he, if he never saw her signature before. So you could, are you actually taking my idea?
I'm actually looking it up right now.
To see if there's an app for that.
There's an app for it.
A consent app.
And if there is not.
I heard Ray J say he was going to do something like that. Because you know Ray J is known for a videotape. And so, I mean, hey, listen. Look it up. If it's not there, we just gave a couple thousand people our ideas. But anyway, in other news, I'm a little concerned about Wendy. I'm a little concerned about Wendy. Wendy Williams, our how you doing beloved news reporter, has been having some issues with her Graves' disease. And I know for a fact my aunt had Graves' disease, and it really takes a toll on the body. I think she also has like a thyroid issue. And from what I hear, Big Kevin is cheating on her. Okay, now I'm going to say this. I don't want to be the one to bring gossip, but I feel like you have to watch out how you deliver the news of certain people's business. Like, I never really want to rejoice in anybody's downfall. Like, if somebody gets caught up in drugs and alcohol, or if somebody lost money, or if somebody was cheating. Wendy takes pride in giving the 411 on people's business.
Well, and we
now see, she's ghost.
We see that it's happening to her. I think she's taking a break because
her husband
is cheating
and whooping her ass. That's what I hear. I hear that Wendy has a dislocated shoulder or fractured something, and everybody is saying that it is not from a fall. They're saying that Big Kev has been an abusive guy.
Yeah, I don't think her boobs will save, you know, her from, you know,
him. That's grabbing crazy. Her.
So, you know.
And you see all the weight that she has lost and everything. So, my whole thing is, ever since Wendy became quote-unquote vegan, we all know Wendy likes to eat, but she has lost so much weight over the years.
Yes. Not for the better, but...
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that has to deal with her health.
Yeah, but the situation at hand, more than anything, is I think what they're doing, her and her husband, is that they're doing what any married couple would do if they don't want to be found
out. And lay low.
They're laying low. He may have abused her. We don't know. Wendy's not going to say anything because it's going to interfere with her enterprise.
Right.
Of talking about other people. So.
And we're going to talk more about that in this show, too, because, you know, we're going to come from a different aspect. But, you know, no abuse is good. We don't condone that. And we're not, you know, laughing at her downfall, because like my mom said, don't rejoice in anybody's downfall, because you never know what can happen to you. You don't have a crystal ball. You don't know what's going to happen in your future. So stop pointing the finger. But I will say this, Wendy has pointed her finger at a lot of people, and it seems like it's getting back to her. So we wish Wendy well, because I mean, no matter what you guys say about Wendy and how she looks, I think she's funny as hell.
She is funny. She ugly, but she funny.
She's not, I don't think she's ugly. I think she has a unique look, and I think she has a different body type that we have to accept.
She ugly, but she funny.
But you know what? Old school Wendy was not ugly. She was very attractive. Like, when she was a DJ, a radio DJ or whatever, she was attractive.
She was better, but...
She was attractive.
Time has been unkind to her.
Yeah. And I think all the body enhancements is also what is taking a toll on her looks. But anyway. All right. My last story in Industries News is your man 45.
Your man 45.
Listen, that's no, but look, if you don't have on a MAGA cap, I can't claim him. I can't claim him.
I don't claim him. I don't really even acknowledge him. I will acknowledge him that he signed this thing for all those furloughed federal workers to go back to work and to get that back pay.
For 3 weeks.
I mean,
then he's gonna come back with the shits.
So y'all, to my TSA workers, I'm speaking directly to you because you all, you know, y'all watch out for me when I get on the plane. Get your money, honey.
Get your money. This was some shit. When you start seeing federal workers looking for food pantries, you know, there was a Facebook group that I was in for Uber and Lyft, and all the people that were in that group were pissed off because there's so many federal workers that are working for Lyft and Uber now and taking their money out of their pocket. So that's an issue. But even in deeper news, Roger Stone, who is 45's right-hand man, the feds came knocking at his door this morning. You would have thought that this man was selling dope in the back of his house, making meth. They beat down the doors, and he was so upset because they disturbed his wife and dogs.
Well, I thought it was funny because Chad Ochocinco, y'all remember him from Cincinnati? He's actually a neighbor to Roger, and he tweeted about Roger being picked up by the FBI, which I thought was funny as hell, because I only hear about that, you know, from my old neighborhood when somebody got picked up.
So what did Ocho say?
Oh, just said, hey, Roger got picked up by the FBI. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, Roger got picked up by the feds.
Shit just got real.
And you know what's even more funny? When the black man is reporting about the white man, look, this is his time to say, the neighborhood is going down.
Mm-hmm. Shit just got real was his last word.
Listen, so what they're saying is Robert Mueller, who alleges that the longtime Donald Trump associate sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks that could damage Trump's opponents while in the coordination with senior Trump campaign officials. This is from CNN Politics. It says the indictment's wording does not say who on the campaign knew about the Stone's quest, but makes clear it was multiple people. So this is letting us know that they even got more people. And the more they probe and the more they dig, the closer and closer they get to the President 45. From what my sister just told me, she said she was watching something on a television special, and she said that the person stated that this had nothing to do with the wall. This government shutdown was so that they could not do any investigations for Trump and this whole Russia thing. So we're gonna see how this goes.
It don't surprise me. He is the Teflon Don.
Baby, this is a shit show, if ever. And I don't know where to go from here, but this is a shit show. And if Barack had done some shit like this, do you know that they would have had him hanging from the presidential tree?
He wouldn't have gotten 30 days in.
They already said he wasn't American.
All the stuff that was going on that this dude gets away with because he is white and has some money.
He's white, so he must be right.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Barack was black, so he had to get back.
He was trying to lynch a nigga. That's what,
It was.
That's what they wanted to do.
What it was. So at the end of the day, listen, guys, this is, you know, crazy, and we don't know where this is going to turn out, but I'm hoping that there is what? Impeachment. Like our girl said on that little meme, they were asking, what was her name? Maxine Waters, what was her favorite ice cream? And she said, peachment. Oh. I hope that the impeachment is coming soon. Guys, this is Word in the Streets and the news in the streets. And we're going to take a quick break because we have some things to talk about. We have a good show for you. So you stick around. We're going to put you on a quick break while we get everything together, and we'll be right back. mic. No, we're going to talk about it because this is good shit. Okay, so listen. I went on a date today. It was really, really... Okay, so can I tell you
how... Was this a Tinder date?
No, it was not a Tinder date.
Oh, okay.
But it is a social media date. Like, I never met him before.
Okay.
I don't even know how he came across my page. I really don't know. But we were friends on Facebook. We have mutual friends, like maybe 50 some odd mutual friends. Mm-hmm. So he must be a good guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe not. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I will say this. I was kind of flirtatious with him. But on his Instagram, I noticed that he had really, really pretty lips. Like, his lips are really, really nice. So, I just DM'd him all innocently. And I was like, listen, I'm not being sexual, but you really have nice lips. And that just opened a whole discussion. So, basically, I slid in somebody's DMs.
Duh.
I mean, listen. No, because I... Listen.
Wait a minute, y'all. Now, she said... wait a minute. Now, she said... she told old boy... I think your lips are magnificent.
I did not say it like that. I said, per se, I said this. I said, listen, I'm not being sexual, but I think that you have really gorgeous lips.
Okay.
Okay. It was a compliment. Like somebody could say, oh, you have really beautiful eyes. Like your eyes are beautiful. That's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have wonderful, luscious, beautiful locks of hair. That's a compliment.
Okay.
Oh, you got a really tight, fat ass. That's another compliment. Now, it might be a little sexual.
We can't get away with that.
But I'm just saying that's a sexual one.
Yes.
But this is an actual attribute or characteristic that caught my attention.
Okay.
I gave him a compliment in his DM, and that kind of opened it. So we have been talking,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to meet me the very next day.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of, I don't want to rush things, but I thought that was a really, really nice gesture because a lot of men kind of tag women along and really don't want to like take them on a date per se because they don't want to spend no money. We won't go there.
She's looking at my facial expression, y'all.
Okay.
And I'm looking at her kind of like with one eyebrow raised.
Okay, listen. A guy just the other day, I was on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and he put up this meme that women are going to stay single because they think that men should be paying for them to be in a relationship. And I think that a lot of men today have this mindset and they have this mindset that women are just out to get them. And I don't know why, because nothing has changed in the world of dating other than men wanting to be treated like women. Like men now, okay, I know that was going to hit a chord with you.
Okay.
But men want to be treated like women. Men want to be wined and dined now. Men don't want to take women on dates because they're saying that they're spending money. And my whole thing is that you don't have to spend a ton of money to take a woman out on a date. We met at Books a Million, got a cup of coffee, and just conversed for an hour and a half.
And that is something that I can do.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Because if we're vibing off of each other.
Right.
You know, then coffee is cool. But I have had a woman who said she would not sit down and have coffee with me. She said if she's going to sit down, she wants a steak.
And that's the type of woman that you say goodbye.
And that's what I did. I said goodbye to her.
And that's what I'm saying. When you start off with dates like that, you have to continue that along. My whole thing is that I don't know you. You don't know me. We're trying to get to know each other more personally, right? Mm-hmm. So why do we have to rush into things? Why can't we just go ahead and say, let's meet at a coffee shop. Let's have a picnic.
Picnic comes after I know that we can vibe.
Right. Okay. So usually that's the first date. Like today, I feel like he and I, we are vibing well.
Good.
Right? He thinks I'm attractive. I think that he's attractive. at the end of the day, I don't want to go to Ruth Chris on you on the first date, because if I don't really like your vibe and I don't like your attitude and I'm not as attracted to you, because sometimes some people look different on social media versus what they look like in real life, then I don't want to sit there for a whole hour and a half eating with somebody that I'm uncomfortable with and I'm not really attracted to. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so listen, tell me this, tell me if I'm wrong. We had a conversation about sex.
Okay.
Okay, no, not like, oh, I want to have sex with you. But we had an open dialogue about sex. You think that was too soon?
Was it too soon? It just depends on how it flowed as far as the conversation was.
It flowed.
Okay.
It flowed because it wasn't explicit. I don't even know how we got on this topic of sex. Okay, so I'll tell you how we got on topic of sex.
Your lips.
No, that wasn't it. So last night, I took a bath.
Oh, thank God.
Some hoes don't take no baths. Some hoes just go in the shower, honey. They don't soak their money pot. I have to soak my money pot or whatever. So, like, I take baths like maybe 2 or 3 times a week. I have a big garden tub, so I like to take a bath. And last night, I had my phone in my hand and I was, you know, typing ideas for the podcast and all this stuff while I was soaking. And Drake came on because I had my music going. And I did a quick little snapshot of my legs in the tub, right? So he saw the Snapchat, the little snap, right? And he said it made his mind go to certain things, like, you know, and that's how we... But you, listen, I can't help it. I'm a sexual being.
Come on, man.
Listen, you I'm a sexual being. Doing. No, I was... Cause Okay.
You took a picture of your legs in the bathtub.
But I didn't send it to him personally. I just put it up on...
You put it on the Snapchat.
I put it on my Snap.
Yeah.
I see girls twerking on their Snap.
Yeah.
I've seen women do certain things on their Snap.
Yeah, that's why I don't have Snapchat. I don't...
I love Snapchat.
But continue. Continue. Y'all are talking about sex.
So we were talking about sex. And it wasn't like it wasn't like something that was like, oh, he's about to fuck up and say something stupid. Don't say nothing stupid because it'll turn me the fuck off and I will never talk to you again. He basically said that, I hope I'm not divulging too much information because he might listen to this. Yeah. But he said that when he saw it, he was like, I just saw myself wrapping you in a towel and laying you on the bed and like rubbing your feet down with oil. That's what he said to me.
Okay.
You guys can see Mike's face right now, you'd be like, I'm talking to my brother about this.
I'm hearing anytime, any place, Janet Jackson in my head.
Hey, listen, I was here for it because my whole thing is that this is the God honest truth. I have not been on a date per se. No. Seriously.
Okay.
I have not been on a date per se since I left Boston and was involved with this guy who was playing me and 2 other women at the same time. So this has been going on 2 years since I've been on a real legit date. Because I was just like, I was like, fuck niggas.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to deal with nothing. I was just like,
and if,
I'm good.
And if I didn't know you, I would say I would call bullshit, but I know that to be true.
Yeah. I haven't been on a legit date. Now, this was a good date. This was a good date. But this is what leads me to the next topic of discussion, Michael Doc.
Okay.
Consent forms.
Yes.
We talked about Chris Brown earlier.
Yes.
We talked about how there's a conspiracy theory on the black man to lock him down for sexual crimes.
Yes.
There's a consent form.
Yes, there is.
Let's hear it, Mike Doc.
Yes.
So you went on Google, right?
So y'all check this out. So I went on Google Play. And I typed in
that's consent. The app store for all the non Android device use.
Look, fuck y'all iPhone users. Android is the best.
Okay, okay. That's another topic, because I beg to differ, but go ahead.
So, I was able to go to the store. Well, that's what y'all iPhone people have, because I have an iPad.
Right, App Store.
And it's called the Consent App. Woo! And it's by Silicon Bayou LLC. And basically, when you open it, you can save the consent form, fellas. You can save the consent form.
Oh, snap.
Either by email or by your phone number.
Okay, so which one are you doing?
So I'm putting in my email. So you put in your first and last name, and then you put in your email.
Okay. He's doing this, by the way, while we're live.
Because I'm telling y'all, I'm using this shit. Okay.
Mike, you will not have to use this if you talk to the right one.
Like okay. I said, I'm using this. So, you know, it has. So when you click on, then they have what they call form of consent, and they have a full form, full view of the consent form. And brothers, y'all remember what Dave Chappelle had in that skit when he was talking, you know, when he was having sex with that woman, he wanted to do anal or whatever. Oh, and she had to sign that form. This is the
what exact, Dave Chappelle's show was this? I missed this shit.
This is the exact same thing. And he had to sign the consent form, and then he finished early. So she had to sign papers saying that she wouldn't tell that.
Really?
Yes. So this is the Dave Chappelle
consent form. Okay, what does it say?
You want me to read the consent
form? Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right. So it says, by signing my name, I declare that I am of legal age to provide my consent and understand the laws regarding sexual consent within the bounds of this state. I further declare that this agreement is of my own free will, and that neither I nor anyone near or dear to me has been threatened with harm or embarrassment. Both parties agree that this is a private agreement, not to be disclosed to third parties, except in a case of accusation of sexual misconduct by the agreeing parties. If he or she shows or makes public the agreement without accusation of sexual misconduct, it is agreed that he or she will be liable for invasion of privacy.
Damn.
By signing, I agree to engage in general sexual...
What's it say?
Won't be general. to engage in general sexual activity with the specified partner. At this time, I do not intend to change my mind before the sex act or acts are over. However, if I do, it's further understood that when I say stop, my partner agrees to stop instantly.
Damn. And it says click here to
then they have a sign. Green button for
so let's click here. Let's see what it says. Oh shit. And then my signature. I can do my damn.
They have a place for you.
I have read the consent form and agreed to the terms therein. And then it says signature of consent and save. You hoes can't lie now. Would you do that, honestly?
Would I have someone sign the consent app?
Yeah, because I mean, like, if you legit have a woman sign this consent form, that means that you really don't trust her. You think that she's a crazy nutbag.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, hell yeah, be honest.
Okay, if a woman, like, say, if I'm working at my job and there was a coworker, that was attracted to me.
That's dope.
Or I was attracted to her and we wanted to engage in sexual activity, and I'm wondering that I might lose my job. Yes, I would have her sign.
Especially if you're like higher up.
Yes. And in my place of business, I'm the director.
So you can't do none of that shit.
Absolutely not. And that's one thing that I believe in. I'm not going to have sex where I work.
I mean, because if something were to happen between the two of you guys,
I'm going down. And,
well, not only that, but like even if you weren't going down, who wants to be involved with an ex at the same workplace? Like, that's just stupid.
I don't want to be involved in any craziness. I need people to know how to act. And people
get
out of
But some people have a general, like a genuine attraction to another person. So you mean to tell me y'all couldn't get married if this was like your secretary and you were the director?
I wouldn't even.
You wouldn't even try it.
She would have to sign the consent.
She would have to sign. I'm going to let you know right now. You pull out that and we're about to have sex. I know automatically my coochie is going to dry up.
If she's a co-worker, I mean.
I'd be like.
If she's a co-worker.
Dry.
If she's a co-worker, I mean.
But, you know, to be honest, I do believe that this is something that is good for men because.
It would have saved Chris Brown's ass.
It would save so many men. And, you know, I talked about that. I forgot to talk about this on our first show. I think our first show was so live and upbeat, and I didn't really want to go there. That's probably why I pushed it to the back of my head. But the young lady who was raped at Opera Nightclub here in Atlanta, that chick was drugged. And it's unfortunate that this happened to her in this manner, but I was, like I said on my live, there's certain things that women today, especially young ladies, don't know how to handle themselves in clubs and in settings like that. And it's really, really sad because it seems like this girl went to the club by herself. Like, her friend that she was supposed to be linking up with at the club did not show up to the club until like 1 o'clock that morning. And this incident happened at like 11. So, and when she was holding up her drink, you could actually see the pill at the bottom of the cup that wasn't really dissolved.
And she couldn't see it?
I think what happened was, from what I saw from the video, she was like, I don't even really drink. This is my second drink and I'm fucked up. And you could tell that she didn't realize that this wasn't like a drunken type of feeling. This was a drug type of feeling. So I don't know if he had like a pill that he broke open and just, you could clearly see something at the bottom of the cup. And I don't know if, you know, she was just so happy and just, it was her birthday. She was celebrating her birthday. So I don't know if she just wasn't paying attention. The drink looked like it was green in color. It's a dark club. And I would never think to look at the bottom of my cup, because normally when I accept a drink from a man, I go to the bar or I'm already at the bar with him, and I take my drink from the bartender. I never allow a man to come and bring me a drink. But I mean, the way that she was slumped over, it wasn't a good look. And from what I understand now, 3 other women are coming out saying that he assaulted them as well. So. But to bring it back at one, the dating game has changed tremendously. I don't care for dating because, contrary to belief, when I first meet a man for the first time, I'm very, very shy. I am. Like, if it's like a guy that I have a crush on and I don't know him and I'm... Why are you looking like that, Mike? I do get shy. And I was shy today. Like, I was blushing. Shy. Well, this is not a date.
Okay.
This is the dang truth. So, you know, I'm going to come with the tea.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you tried it, Mike.
Okay.
You stay trying it. But at the end of the day... Like, I'm tired of the whole dating thing. Like, I just want to kick it with one person that I'm compatible with. And I'm over it.
True that.
I'm over it.
That I can understand.
2019, we're going to find somebody because we're over this shit. Right? High five.
Right on.
Right on. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning into The Dame Truth. Hold it. We'll be right back. We have one more thing to talk about, and I know you guys will love it. I know you will get some insight from it. We'll be right back. Well, Mike.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're at the end of the show. But we saved the best for last.
The best for last.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a juicy topic.
Oh, must have something to do with me, huh?
With who?
Me?
Wait a minute. Don't make this about you, because now see, people gonna think that we're talking about you now, because you just said...
Just some shit been going through.
Okay. Well, listen. The topic is about insecure women and men and how those insecurities can become kind of abusive. Now, that part doesn't have to be you, but we are dealing, or we have dealt with, insecure women and men at some point in our life.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, do you have any specific stories that you like to share?
Specific stories. I've written about some insecure women, but what comes to mind, ladies. Let me sit up on this one.
Okay, sit up now, Mike.
Now, ladies, when you go out with a guy, please don't take that time to grill him over who he's had sex with. That is not cool. You looking at me like I'm crazy, but...
You've had that happen to you?
Yes.
Okay, were you in like some small country hick town or something?
No. And it just took me back, because we're riding in the car and it's like, okay, so who you seeing right now? What's going on right now? Who are all the women who's trying to talk to you? And it's just like,
Mike.
I'm just kind of like, why? I couldn't even concentrate on the road because I'm sitting there like, are we serious wanting to ask me this question? Ladies, whenever you're with a guy, you're with him at that time. Make the most of that time.
Right. I'm not worried about no other bitch.
Fellas, same thing. If you're with a woman, that's not the time to be like, well, I wonder who else is, who else she's seeing, who else. No, this is your time.
That's not how men approach it, though.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you how men approach it.
Tell me how men approach it.
From the woman's point of view.
All right.
Okay. I had guys that were insecure, like, why is that nigga looking at you? Or I've had men that were like, you can't be friends with him anymore because we go together. That is insecurity. And that's kind of like pushing your weight around to me, because it's like, if I don't do what you say, then the whole relationship is going to be over and wrecked because I'm not obeying to you. So to me, that's not only being insecure, but it's being demanding.
Well, it sounds like Ike. Which is going to lead to abuse.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like a lot of people who are insecure in that way are abusive, because it's like, if they don't have it their way, they're going to throw a temper tantrum, and that temper tantrum is going to end up with a balled up fist wrapped around your eye. Honestly.
I'm trying to think, have I ever had that? I haven't had a woman to be quote unquote abusive to me, but the abusive behaviors?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because to be honest, I don't feel like women should be... Okay, say for instance, I see this a lot on social media in skits, and I hate it when they have these skits where, and this is one girl in particular, her body is banging, she's a beautiful chocolate, you know, sister, but she's always pulling a gun out on her dude.
Oh, wow.
The last skit, somebody sent me in my inbox, and it was kind of funny because basically... They already had these lines of skits where the man knew that she was crazy and he wouldn't leave her because he knew that she was crazy. Mm-hmm. But this last skit was kind of funny because she had the guy's mother, kind of like blindfolded and was holding a gun to his mother and was like, I got your mama. He was like, hey, you got my mama, like, you know. And so she was like, give me your wallet. And so he gave her the wallet, and when he left out of the car, the girl and the mother was like, oh, he is no good like his daddy or whatever. And the guy came back and took the gun and was like, give me my wallet. So it was kind of funny. But what I noticed, and I'm kind of hesitant about, you know, talking about this, because It affected some people directly to, you know, with me that I knew directly, and I'm still very close to them. But I feel that there are a lot of people who have mental disorders. Mm-hmm. And when you start compounding, you know, bipolarism with these insecurities and... I know somebody who actually didn't intend to kill, but ended up killing her boyfriend. And so there are a lot of things that... But this is another thing that men need to stop doing, is stop making women feel so insecure.
How do men make women feel insecure?
Because I've seen this happen more with women than with men. I mean, yeah, I've seen this type of kind of insecurity happen more with women than with men, where women are in a relationship with a man. That man cheats on her, and she's trying to figure out what did she do to make him leave and go to another woman and cheat. And so that brings on insecurities. Oh, is my body not good enough? Is my sex not good enough? Am I not cooking his eggs right? Is he tired of me? And so I don't see that happening so much, you know, more with men than women. I feel like women get that type of insecurity.
Well, let me ask a question, because that's a good point. But what if a guy hasn't cheated on the woman? What if they're not in a relationship?
That's that crazy bitch then. That's that crazy bitch. No, I'm serious, because I know some really, really, and this is really sad that it happens this way, but I know some really, really good dudes that are straight up good dudes, and their wives treat them like they ain't shit. Like, their wives clock their phones, check their messages, check their text messages and fucking emails. I know that, you know, some of these men have women that dictate to them how much money they spend and what to do and what not to do. And to me, I think that's that crazy bitch syndrome, where these type of men are actually attracted to these type of women. Honestly. And the men don't go nowhere. I be like, you crazy as shit.
Because they got some good sex.
I heard crazy bitches do have good sex, though.
I mean...
I heard that.
That's the only reasoning I can give.
Or the man don't have no backbone.
Well, 9 times out of 10, speaking as a guy, is normally the sex.
Really? Because
if the sex is fire, we tend to put up with more shit. It's just like if a dude, for a lot of females that I know, and if they're in relationships, if the dude has... Some money, some mm-hmm. clout, they will put up with more stuff.
What, the woman will put up with more stuff?
Yes.
But I know some relationships where the man has more money and he still is getting kind of like dictated to. Like, no, you can't do this. No, you, who is that bitch? You know, Don't fuck with me. I'll kill you and her. And you feel like this dude is talking to his mama.
Well, in those cases, and I guess I'll tell a little bit about myself, because I was that guy once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
These quote unquote really nice guys, yeah, they are pushovers.
Mm.
Because In my life, I witnessed my mother being abused.
Mm.
So one of the things that I told myself was that I would never put my hands on a woman.
Right.
However, when you see a whole lot of dysfunction, you tend to, as an adult, you tend to have that dysfunction because that's what you know. Yep. And that's what ended up happening with me, and I had a dysfunctional marriage.
Wow.
And that went on for like 6.5 years, you know, until I got my sense.
And walked away.
And when I got my sense, I was strong enough to walk away, to deal with whatever, and start over from scratch.
Right. I mean, sometimes, but a lot of times... people don't have that strength, or they don't feel like they have that strength, and they stay in those type of relationships. My mom was a victim of domestic violence with her first husband. And I'm glad that she found the strength to walk away. And I think that she found that strength because my mom knew who she was. And a lot of people who are, you got insecurities on both sides, really, because you have the man who's insecure, who is afraid of that's why when I, you know, you watch these movies where the man gets done beating his wife or whatever, and he says, "I love you, I love you, I'll never do this to you again." It's because I honestly believe that he is afraid of losing this woman that he really loves, but he feels like he has to hit her and she has to fear him in order to stay. And that's crazy. That's honestly crazy. And I don't think that there is I do think that they love them, but they feel like they have to have a certain type of possessive control over a woman to make her stay. And it's the same thing with women. I mean, I know women who go toe-to-toe with their dude. I mean, like, fighting them.
No, that's just crazy.
I know women who fight their dudes, like men.
But I've heard it. I've heard it happen. When me and my ex got to that point, I knew it was time to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
Because I know how hard I punch.
Yeah.
And there is no coming back and saying I'm sorry for someone who's dead.
Yep.
So I was like,
and anything can happen. I mean, like, you hit somebody, they fall back and hit their head, and you know, I know it's hard to believe, but things, freak accidents happen. And my mother always told me that no matter how big I am, I can't defend myself against a man in a boxing ring. So do not fly up in a man's face and think that you can, you know, attack them, hit them. And on my day today, this is funny that we're talking about it, because, you know, on my day today, I was like, what is a big no-no for you? He said, "I don't like to be hit. I don't like to be hit." And I was like, oh, wow. He was like, you know, it starts off as, you know, kiki, ha-ha, until somebody gets the best of that next person, then they get pissed off, and they're like, angry. And I was like, oh, okay. So I know that that's something that he doesn't like to do. He said the only time he wants somebody to be, you know, spanked is... Never mind. Next story. I'm just saying, like, you know how you like to be hit when you in the bed. Now that's different.
Very different.
But I get that whole respect factor, because just like, you know, do you watch Red Table Talks with Jada Pinkett Smith?
No.
Okay, it's really good. Especially the one she did with Will, because she was saying how with Will, they were having like this, I guess, party at the house with just, you know, a few people at their house or whatever. And this is when Will Smith's first son was really small. And Will was saying some stuff to Jada, and I guess she got pissed off, or you know how Jada Pinkett Smith from what the Real World was really feisty. So she looks at Will and she's like, "Will, shut the fuck up." And he said there was a newspaper right there on the table. He rolled it up and hit her in the head and was like, "You, let's go in the room. We have to talk." And he was like, he said, "I grew up where I saw my father ball his fist up and punch my mother in the face. And I grew up around that abuse. And I can't have abusive language like that directed towards me because it's a trigger. And it triggers something in me." So they said they had agreed, and he was like, "If we can't make this agreement, then we can no longer be together." And she was like, "Are you serious? Because I said, shut the fuck up." You know, that's what a lot of women be like. You know, a lot of women are not willing to submit. Okay. But she realized that this was a trigger for the man that she loved, and this was something that she had to do. So she said, it was years before they started using language. You know, they don't curse at each other. And I think that that is something that people have to learn in being in relationship with one another, is that there's certain things that you have to compromise with. There's certain things that you have to submit and say, you know what, this is a trigger. You know, this is something that my partner does not feel comfortable. And I don't think that it's something that's major. It's not taken away from who I am. So I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to make this compromise to make some shit work. You see what I'm saying? So I think Will and Jada's relationship is pretty dope. And I know that, you know, a lot of people say that they're different and they're swingers and they're this and they're that. But one thing that I can understand is that they communicate.
It's what works for them.
And right.
They have been together
for a long time.
For a long time. So one thing I have learned, and this is not with the whole thing, but in regards to relationships, what works for this couple over here may not work for this couple over here.
Got you.
It's not my business to try to make your relationship like my relationship.
Right, right.
I'm not going to interfere in what y'all got going on that's good.
Right.
That's not my business. I'm here to champion you on.
Heck yeah.
Hey, keep on doing what you're doing. We don't have that.
Right, right. Right.
So that's what I try to do for all married couples. I'm like, hey, congratulations on your anniversary. I love to see it. Keep these black couples together.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to pry them apart.
Right, right.
Singles.
What do you mean by that?
Stop trying to pry them apart, singles.
What do you mean by that? Because I'm a single. I don't pry in people's married life.
I'm just saying. You know, we sometimes... We like to see these married folks. And we like
a lot of these married folks are inviting the singles into their bedroom. Let's talk about that.
But we need to just say no.
I mean, people are really having open relationships, and that's what they do. I for myself know that I do not get myself involved in marriages, and I don't even get myself involved in like people who are in close relationships, like about to get married or really involved. I'm like, listen, because as soon as I give you my opinion and call him a fuck nigga, you gonna go right back to him. I'm not, I don't want to hear none of that unless he beats on you and you have to leave. Come to me. I'll be your rescue. But I'm not in their business. Nope. I done been there, done that with my sister.
Yeah. I've been there and done that because I was the maintenance man.
Ooh.
I served a lot of unhappy marriages. So what I'm saying.
Mike, you was a home wrecker?
I was a home wrecker.
Ooh, so you a home wrecker.
But Jesus Christ.
I can't believe old Teddy Bear, sweet, friendly.
But we'll talk about that in another.
You need to write that in a story so we can go ahead and read about it.
I think I may have.
Ooh, bring us that story. We can read that live.
Okay.
Well, anyway, guys, so the word that I want to leave you guys with is that we all have our own insecurities. But don't let your insecurities rule you and rule your relationships. If you feel uncomfortable about something that's going on in your relationship, then talk about it and talk about it freely. And if that person really loves you, they will take into consideration how you feel and confirm that you have nothing to fear.
All right.
You like that?
I like that. Go ahead, girl.
Give me my PhD, brother. Anyway, guys, it's been lovely. You know what to do. Follow us on Facebook. It's under Edith Yolanda. I also have the Garden of Edith as my fan page, so you can go there. And Mike, how can they find you on Facebook?
Find me on Facebook. I have a fan page called The Wednesday Gentleman. Also have, I'm on Instagram under The Wednesday Gentleman as well. So yeah. You can find me at both locations. No, I do not have a Snapchat. No, I'm not getting a Snapchat.
Listen, my Snapchat is for those who I'm very close with. And, you know, my admirers that I know already.
Snapchat is the devil.
Snapchat is not the devil, but it does. It is cool because it deletes itself within 24 hours. And guys, you can also follow me on Instagram under Hermosa Cosmetics.
Hermosa.
Yeah. Hermosa. I want to change it to the Dame, but I'm like, eh.
Hermosa.
I'm going to keep it as Hermosa Cosmetics. So, guys, next week, tune into The Dang Truth. You know we're going to be live every Tuesday, 12 a.m. And make sure that you pass on this good word to other people, because I know y'all feeling us, me and Doc. We in here kicking it. We're about to go get some drinks, and you guys enjoy the rest of the day. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with The Dang Truth, and Mike Doc.
The Wednesday Gentleman. Peace and love, y'all.
Bye-bye.